your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Wow, this is gonna be a lot of fun. I'm not kidding. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. This is hour number two. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. We just lost our instructor. And let me tell you a little bit about him. His name is Fernando Salguero. And Fernando seems to find himself in a lot of trouble for things that he doesn't do. He's just like the rest of us. And he has a problem with the people in uniform who want to take a look in his car. They want to look in his trunk. And as a result of denying them permission without a warrant, Fernando found that he was positioned away from his vehicle. The dogs were brought in to check out his vehicle from the exterior. And he found that a bomb threat was called in because of his vehicle. And then the robot was brought in to his vehicle. He was kept away from it. And then the robot discharged a shotgun blast and blew up his trunk, blew it open. And there they were found, the road flares. They were in his trunk. He had three of them. And he had a collapsible baton in his trunk. And he had some pepper spray, three cans of that. So he had pepper spray, a collapsible baton, three road flares, and then off to jail he goes. Because he was in New Jersey. Fernando Salguero, welcome to USAPrepares.com.
Thank you so much for having me back, Vince. It is a pleasure and an honor, circumstances excluded.
I'll tell you what, I was just telling a little story about how when you were in New Jersey, you got a lot of help. There were a lot of people interested in your car, in your vehicle. They were interested in what was in your trunk. They put the, what the area was put on alert, bomb threat, right?
Yeah, they put down, they locked down for four blocks in every direction. It was a martial law situation. People were not allowed to come out of their homes or go under any circumstances. Even if they lived in the area, they weren't allowed into their homes. So I have had now the pleasure, after the state of New Jersey has kept all of the discovery information from me, so that they could run out their, my deadline to file a tort claim, meaning that I would be able to sue for damages against the state the county and the local police department. There's a 90-day, very strict 90-day window for me to be able to file, but because I didn't have access to the information, I didn't know what was going on. They ran out the clock. And 96 days later, just yesterday, I had my, or day before yesterday, I had my meeting for the first time with the prosecution. So they, first off, I got to read my entire file, all of the testimonies from all the different officers, bomb squad, the dog handler, all these sorts of things. And I got to see what constituted the grounds for a warrant that was signed off by a New Jersey Superior Court judge. So just to give your listeners a little bit of background, I don't know if you covered this, but because of my history for 9/11 Truth, CopBlock.org, firefighters from 9/11, constantly calling out the CIA and FBI for importing drugs into this country, among other things that I do for the Bill of Rights. The FBI tipped off, and I have this on good authority, that they were instructed or asked to do a favor of the Somerdale Police Department, was asked by the FBI and DHS to take a closer look at me and implied that I would very likely have a firearm in my trunk because they expected me to take my .45 off of my hip, which is where I keep it almost the entire time that I'm in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania where I reside. But when I went over the bridge, I left it at home. They expected me to have it in my trunk. I was 18 inches over a yellow curb. They demanded to search my vehicle. I said, absolutely not. You have no grounds. I want to videotape the dog that you're calling out. They sequestered me. They held me against my will away from my vehicle so that I could not record. And they are just pigs like that. I have many friends and loved ones in law enforcement and have for many years, and I have respect for the rule of law. However, it is what it is. It's ugly. So they went looking for a 1911 in my trunk. All that they found were those other things, the flares and the pepper spray and the baton. So I got to read what they were given, and so there are all sorts of intelligence briefings on me, and they also had a collection of every reference to sovereignty and self-ownership that I've ever made online in numerous podcasts that I've done with folks. In writing in news articles, they were pulling things out of news articles from years and years ago. Things that I've done in my meetup group surviveandthrivephiladelphia.org, which anyone can join. It's got a wonderful online resource for folks. It's all free. So they set me up, and now I have 10 felony counts against me at this point in the story. So it's all about sovereignty, and they're citing all of these different reasons, all their trainings and briefings that they have received on dealing with sovereign citizens. They have a right to assume that I am a dangerous human being because I say that I own myself, that the government does not own me. Now, that being said, they also lump me in with this. They say that I am a sovereign citizen. They're saying that. Now, I myself have not, I understand the role of what folks know to be the straw man and the role of maritime law and the role of how people are owned, the process through debt enslavement, word magic that we know as the law. The way it's used in courts and incarceration. And also commerce. All things. I mean, it's all about words and communication. It's important. So I teach these things to people, and I teach them that they own themselves. But I am not a declared sovereign citizen. So, for example, I still have a driver's license. I have a license to carry a firearm in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I have I register my vehicle, right? I'm not driving around without tags. I could do that. I can do that. But it's such a huge impediment for me to do what I need to do efficiently and effectively that, yes, the beast wins. I am not a fully sovereign citizen. I understand what my straw man is, and I know that I am not that. I know that I am a natural-born human being, and that my DNA comes from my ancestors, not this state, not the government.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. That's a big deal. Another thing that they, well, like I said, they used the term sovereignty and quoting me or lumping me in with other groups about, I'd say, roughly 18 times throughout this background. So it was all focused in on sovereignty.
Hmm. Wow.
So I think that's an important point for your listeners to understand. This is not about me. This is not me. This is you. This is you and you and you. This is all of us who say the Constitution does not grant us our rights, but that's another thing they reference. The Constitution doesn't grant us our rights, but enshrines our rights that are provided to us, the inalienable rights, through natural law. And they really made a point of bringing that out, trying to get the judge to sign this. Fascinating. Fascinating. It really is. We are in quite a pickle because we boiling frogs, even those of us who are more alert, trying to wake up our friends and family,
mm-hmm.
The reality is that we are boiling frogs and this whole thing is being turned on around us. Everything is coming down.
Fernando, how many people would you say were involved in trying to figure out just who Fernando Salguero is? I mean, did they have five people assigned to watching you?
Well, here's the thing you should understand. We should all understand. Are you familiar with fusion centers, Ben?
Absolutely. There's a guy.
Okay, the Delaware Valley Fusion Center has opened up in South Philadelphia. Not long ago, and groups that I am aligned with and do work with are paying attention to this fusion center and its role in linking local, county, state, and federal law enforcement, all aspects of government, but specifically law enforcement and surveillance.
Yeah. Let's talk about that when we come back. I'll tell you a little bit about what I know about a fusion center and what happens to me. I'm sure they're spending a lot of time on me, too, Fernando. We'll be right back. Fernando Salguero, two people of interest by the governments. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
yourself, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Fernando Silguero's with us, and he mentioned the Delaware Valley Fusion Center. And I said, I'd tell you a little story. Well, there's one of them in Springfield, Missouri, a fusion center. And I know a guy that used to work at one of them. And I can tell you that I went into an event, the manager of this venue saw me, grabbed me, picked up his two-way radio and said, "Your problem is here." Now, this is a talk show host he's calling. He's calling a talk show host in the venue, and a talk show host that I know. And the talk show host says, "Call 911. Now, basically what happened was I walk in, I get grabbed, haven't done a single thing wrong. 911, the cop cars show up. I ask for a supervisor. Now we've got three police cars, four police cars involved, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what did I do wrong, okay? No one knows, but they're filling out reports, and they're building a case against me. They're building a case. That's what these guys do, Fernando. They build cases. So the next time if I appear in court, they'll say, "Have you checked Finelli's record? Look at this. The police have been called on him this time, this time, this time, this time, this time. He is a real problem." That's what they do. Do you agree or disagree?
You know, I don't have all the facts in front of me. So
that's what they do to me.
But the reality is that this is what they do.
Yeah,
this is what they do. This is how it works out. The rules are one thing. What the law is versus what the individuals or groups of individuals do are something completely different.
So you found a huge file on you, and
yeah,
obviously
they let me tell you something. They had all YouTube videos, any little clip and snippet they had two full DVDs of my work over the years. Yes, and they also had a nice copy of the blowing up of my trunk with a with a robot with that shotgun blast. It turns out that there was a some sort of a paste that would hopefully not detonate whatever IED was in there. Oh, and that's another thing too. There was one sergeant in particular, Sergeant Peters of the Somerdale Police Department, who was in Iraq. He's an older, really the worst sort of police officer that one could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And he went really above and beyond, and with the pressure, the phone calls that were made, the urgency that was given to the entire situation, and he used the term IED on some of the police reports, like the one I read from the bomb squad technician that was dispatched from the county. He said, "We have a possible IED." Now, here's a guy who, you know, went through Iraq and then did whatever happened in Iraq, and for whatever reason, it is what it is. But now this individual with this mindset is home, and he is doing the same thing. He's apparently known to do the same sort of thing, overreact and be a real difficult person.
So what we're saying is he felt that it was necessary to blow up your trunk, to destroy your vehicle.
Well, he didn't make the call. He was a major vessel and major proponent of this aggressive attack. So if he was the one that was contacted, because there are networks, you know, these cops don't just sit around and eat donuts all day. They go to seminars. They are sheep dipped into different organizations. Local PD, you know, gets bestowed, you know, with attention and money from the feds. And
yeah,
you get deputized, deputy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hell. I'm a working meeting for the U.S. government. For national security.
Yeah, national. Hey, Fernando, let me ask you this. When we come back on the other side of this break, I'd like you to tell us if you found that your Philadelphia Thrive and Survive meetup group has been infiltrated.
Carefully.
Yeah, let's talk about
Survive and Thrive Philadelphia.org. I'll say it again.
Have you been infiltrated?
Survive
we'll be
and
right
Thrive Philadelphia.org.
We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
Got you. Take my. When you go, the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Just called into the studio, and it looks like, I don't know, maybe we took his website down. BuddyBarDoorJammer.com. And, well, anyway, if you're interested in his product, you'll have to go to Amazon right now, Amazon.com. That's the best way to get it, Buddy Bar Door Jammer. So if you're interested, he was on the previous hour. Fernando Salguero is with us, and SurviveAndThrivePhiladelphia.org. Fernando, have you been infiltrated? That you know of, your organization?
Sorry, but can you repeat that one more time?
Okay. Fernando, SurviveAndThrivePhiladelphia.org. Have you noticed that when you have your meetups, when you get together in Philadelphia, your preparedness and survival-type meetings, the same kind of thing that I do, I have them every week at Ziggy's in Springfield. Have you been infiltrated by people that you know are not part of you that are gathering intelligence on you and recording what you say and videotaping from their phones what you're doing?
With the assumption that I will never see it coming, and that to one degree or another, I assume that with everyone that comes in. I've assumed that from the very beginning. I have actually no presumption of privacy. And, you know, and I've also dealt with the fears of others, the same fears of others in the group that say, hey, listen, I want to come out and I want to learn how to do for myself. And I want to understand, you know, these concepts of survival psychology and sovereignty better. And I don't want to get that kind of attention. I don't want to be followed. I don't want to be monitored. I don't want to get on a list. I hear you.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Yeah, can you imagine that, there are people, and I'm going to address this afternoon. I'm just absolutely furious with the community, a bunch of pansies. But they're afraid of being on the list, so they're going to keep their head down. So so individually we're going to be taken out rather than joining forces and learning how to prepare for ourselves. We are not advocating the violent overthrow of the government. That is not what we're doing. What we're doing is we're teaching people how to garden. We're teaching people about communications, how to have a crank-up radio, how different frequencies, how to build an antenna, how to live with solar power, how to install solar power, how to reduce their power consumption. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about, how to start a business, how to be somewhat
self-sufficient. Well, I'll tell you, just today, starting today at 3 p.m. until this coming Sunday at 3 p.m., Survive and Thrive Philadelphia is, we'll have about somewhere around 80 people out, and we're doing a wilderness weekend. And we have, six or seven different instructors, and, the whole weekend, long, and we do it just for cost. It just costs a few dollars just to cover the campground and the fee and the basics of the infrastructure. The logistics, but it's, you know, it just costs folks a few dollars to attend, and then for a whole weekend they have this never-ending, you know, cornucopia of wilderness bushcraft, setting snaps and traps and snares, or you know, making fire with no matches, or building shelters from natural materials, and what to look for and how to do it. We're doing wild plant identification, foraging for edibles and medicinals. So we have a really nice weekend, and that's what we're doing. And you know what? It's mostly families. They're going to be a bunch of kids. There always are. We're family friendly. We are focused on empowering specifically the feminine aspect within our culture, the feminine, the sacred feminine, as I see in the role of mother and sister and daughter, and wife. Empowering the female aspect of our culture, reclaiming the knowledge of canning and preserving food with salt or pickling, and these are just things that we should all know. But we are most of our culture is dependent on the grid and everything that it provides, and it is they're being hardwired. They're having their neurology rearranged to be completely slaves to this grid. And unless we can wake up our brothers and sisters and share, and that's what we do with SurviveAndThrivePhiladelphia.org, we keep the ancient and modern techniques, balancing masculine and feminine energies. We keep the testosterone down. This is not all God and guns and bullets and cans of beans. Those all do have important roles. But we keep things apolitical. We keep things toned down. We keep things light and family friendly. And we're accepting of everyone. LGBT, immigrant, Jew, atheist, Muslim, all are welcome. All are welcome, bar none. And this is where we all have to take it. We all have to empower those around us. That's the very best that we can do. And, you know, whether it's through your line of Vince, the way you communicate, through your broadcast, the way you keep the businesses that support you that all also fall in line with your values. If you can make that work and move forward and reach people, and others do, Alex Jones and many others, if you can do that, God bless you. Godspeed. The reality is that they're coming. They're coming through our front doors. They're coming through our for our DNA. They're coming through the vaccines. They're coming through the pollution. They're coming through the genetically modified organisms and the patenting of life. They're coming through every aspect is coming together. The global police state, the surveillance state. I live in the suburbs of Philadelphia, and everywhere that you go, there are traffic cameras, but they're really not traffic cameras. They're pointed into your face. They're not pointed toward people's rear tags. They're pointed at your windshield.
Mm-hmm. You're right, and I'd like to share a story with you. You know, we take over a restaurant in Springfield every Monday. And there's always this thought, you know, we know who we are, and there's a regular cast of hundreds of people, and there's a core group. And, you know, when a new person comes in or two new people, they stand out like a sore thumb. So a couple months ago, these two guys came in, and they weren't dressed like us. They didn't look like us. They didn't know how to act like us. They were trying. They really were trying. And they sat in the back. And one was facing one direction, one was facing another, so they could watch both doors. And they could watch us. And they started recording us. And I thought, now, how am I going to deal with this? So what I did was I walked up and said hi to them and gave them a great big smile and welcomed them. And I knew they weren't us. So two ladies came in, and it was a packed house. And I said, ladies, come with me. I'm going to get you a seat. So I brought these two ladies over, and I said, gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to your new friends, and these ladies are going to be joining you tonight in your booth. You know what? They got up and left. Those two guys got up and left. They said, excuse me, we're going to have to go to the men's room. And they left. They left. We chased them out just by sitting next to them. These guys can't take it. They really can't. And what were they recording? They were recording, I think we were talking about gardening. I think we were talking about canning. I think we were talking about how to make food last longer, how to have nutritious meals. You know, they've got us all wrong. They absolutely have us all wrong. And it's frustrating. It's really frustrating.
So for anyone who may be concerned about the situation, because that whole situation resulted in 10 felony indictable offenses.
Yeah, yours,
10
right.
10 felonies, which could be 20 to 30 years in prison. So I met with the prosecutor, and I did hire legal counsel. This is too big for me to do pro se. And he's a good one, my lawyer. And basically, the prosecutor acknowledged that the incendiary device charges and transporting said devices was, in his exact term, involved the BS. He said, this is just BS. There's no way that we can make that stick. You can buy those flares anywhere. I don't know why they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And the three different counts of possessing tear gas grenades for the three canisters of pepper spray were consolidated into one count of possessing grenades that launched pepper spray. They changed it. So that's the count as it stands. They cleaned it up and consolidated it, if you will. So now, and also the count for having an expandable baton, which was with a bunch of other fire rescue equipment in my vehicle. I am a well-trained firefighter since 2002. I am trained for technical rescue, and sometimes I'm just that Boy Scout. I'm the guy who's prepared to be Johnny on the spot, and if someone needs to get out of their vehicle, if I'm the first one on scene as a civilian, and if I were the first one on a car accident or I saw something bad happen and I needed to bust open a window to effect a rescue, that's what that steel baton was there for.
Well, I can tell you, Fernando, that that exact scenario happened to me. I was parked at a stoplight with one of our instructors, Dr. Howard Shane, a dentist in Springfield, and he was in his vehicle with his wife. I was in my vehicle with Mrs. Finelli, and we were side by side at a traffic light coming into Springfield from our farm, and a man driving the opposite direction crashed into a concrete light stanchion in the middle of the road. His car burst into flames, and the airbags deployed inside the vehicle. You couldn't see how many people were in there. I mean, it was just thick gray smoke, and we did what we had to do. We had the tools to bash in the windows, cut the seatbelt, rip open the door. About nine of us were ultimately involved. I was giving directions, yelling, telling people what they needed to do, who needed to call 911. We took control. We got the man out. He did not burn alive. We saved his life, and that's what we do. Exactly what you're talking about. Fernando Segarra. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof.
see the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I'm thinking about Fernando, and, you know, is he causing trouble? No. He's teaching people how they can get by when the power goes out, what to do when the water stops running out of the faucet, how to have enough food, how to preserve food, how to can food, how to grow vegetables, how to grow a garden.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
I have a question, bud. Maybe you can help me out. So, I have two options ahead of me, and I'm going to just lay them out for you and your listeners, and everyone can just think about what they might do, you know, what advice you might give me.
Mm-hmm.
I have two small children that are completely dependent on, and my wife, that are dependent on my income.
Mm-hmm.
And they are my priority above all other things.
Mm-hmm.
So option A with the state of New Jersey is that I take these two felony charges, and in exchange, because I have no criminal record and no history, I'm an upstanding citizen, I get a gimme, a mulligan, essentially, and I do community service for X amount of time. I don't know what that is or where it would be. But I do community service in exchange for these felonies being dropped. So I would walk away with zero, nothing on my record at all. No conviction, nothing.
Yeah.
Now, that is to accept a plea deal, essentially, and acknowledge the actors, the police department, and what they did was that they were somehow justified, or that, like, I submit there.
Uh-huh.
Option B is that I say no. No, you may not. Not here, not now, not this person, not this citizen. That's not how it works. I say no.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fight them on those two charges.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, this is BS. And this whole thing is a waste of taxpayers' money. And it should be dismissed. And also, before that, I would say that the evidence is rightfully suppressed because there was zero justification for a search. It's in legal terms, it's called first impression. With the amount of aggression that is applied to, you know, they really jumped the gun big time, really big time. And they did it most likely because they were asked to do a favor from higher up. They're shit.
Yeah, so
if I fight, if I choose option B and I say no and I fight them in court, then it'll go to a grand jury where out of 23 people, 12 people will be presented evidence only from the prosecution, and then those 12 at least 12 people have to agree that this merits a court case. So it goes before the court. If they do decide, and then it does go to trial, my trial attorney's fees are $1,200 an hour. Right now he's at $350 an hour. And there's no guarantee that I would win, which means I could still walk away from this with a felony and into jail, to be locked in a concrete box in a zoo. For X amount of time, year or two.
Well, you know that they know that, and they know that the pressure on you is absolutely extreme, and probably any rational person would say, you know what, I'm going to plead guilty to something I didn't do, so I don't even have the remote possibility of that happening, let alone the extreme cost. The only way I can answer that is this. I was driving uphill in the fog at night, and I got a speeding ticket for 74 and a 55. It wasn't me. It was the three guys coming down the hill in the opposite direction. I looked at the cop and said, I've got your name. I've got your badge number. I'm going to be talking about this every day on the air until it's disposition. I'm not going to go with this. And you know what? My ticket never surfaced. So what you have to do is do what they're doing to you. Turn it around, expose them, name the names, and make them uncomfortable. That's the only way you can win. That's my thought on it, Fernando. I hate to say it, I would fight it. I'm Vin Finelli, Fernando Salguero. This is USA Prepares Class. Above all, honesty and integrity.
Okay.
What happens next is up to you. Thank you, my friend.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.